are listening to the Nasty Backpack Podcast. What up, everybody? It's your boy, Nasty Backpack. Y'all listen to the Nasty Backpack Podcast. Let's get to it. So, just recently, I kind of experienced, I mischaracterized and misjudged somebody that I assumed was suffering from substance abuse. And the reason why that I did that, because the person was acting just really, really weird, as if he was under the influence of some kind of illicit drug, you know, just delusional, distraught, just not there. And I think when we're dealing with behavioral health, I think a lot of times that can be the judgments that's placed sometimes on people, due to really not knowing who your client is or knowing who the person is and what they're really going through. So, a client of mine, you know, was just in the last couple of weeks has not really been all there. You know, like, I knew he was SMI, but I didn't know that he was on the level, you know. I didn't know, one, I don't know what his actual diagnosis is. You know, I didn't know, you know, I just kind of thought that he relapsed. Like, I was almost for sure that he relapsed, because some of the behavior that he was showing was behavior that you see somebody that's typically on meth or, you know, on fentanyl. And nowadays, most of meth has fentanyl in it, and so you know the clients end up doing these speedballs. And but sure enough, you know, he came back with normal UAs, where it was like, wow, like I really, really jumped the gun on that one. And I was almost for sure that, you know, he was under the influence of something. And it's sometimes really hard to identify what's going on with your client if you, you know, if they're reluctant to treatment. And you know, this client I tried to meet with several times. The client's definitely homeless, but you know, there has never been a breakthrough point with this client that I've been able to get through. And I don't think anybody has really been able to get through to this client. And you know, so the client for a while has never really had the proper treatment that he probably needs. And you know, he kind of been slipping through the cracks with us. And you know, it's, I just feel like we don't provide the proper treatment that client deserves and needs. And but the point of this story is that sometimes we misjudge somebody, you know what I mean? This client has been clean since 2019, and I'm sitting there thinking that he just recently relapsed, because there has, all of a sudden, in the last 2 weeks, has been a huge change in his behavior. He comes in, he's delusional, and he's in MAT services, so, You know, you typically, sometimes, you know, a lot of times clients can be stable for a while, and then something happens in their life where that stableness deteriorates. And with this client in particular, I don't know if it maybe the, you know, in Arizona, our temps have just recently gone up, like, from the 90s to, like, 110, 107. We're about to be, like, today, I think we're, like, supposed to be at 118 or something crazy like that. So being, you know, on the streets, you know, sometimes that heat will do certain things to people, especially if they're not drinking enough water. You know, their chemical balance might be off due to the heat, and but I was really judging this client based off of the behavior that I was seeing inside our clinic, and thinking that he was under the influence. And I think anybody that would see this client, first thing that they would probably think is that he's on something. And then, you know, when I try to give him a UA to kind of see what's going on with them, you know, he was refusing. Just typical behavior that you would see from somebody that is using. So it was, you know, you kind of understand and see why somebody would think that you're under the influence if you're denying a UA. And now that I kind of have more of an understanding, because I finally was able to get him to do a UA, it came back normal, which had me really shocked, because I really jumped the gun on that one, and was thinking that he was under the influence, when really he's really going through an SMI episode that, you know, is just going through this really bad cycle right now. And you know, I try going through different outlets after I found out what's kind of really going on. You know, the client, you know, was doing stuff in public that regular people that are not going through something like that would know is not good, and would definitely get him arrested and cases that and charged with something that you know, he was urinating in public in front of our facility. And it was just like, bro, this is gonna get you you know, this is gonna open up a bag of worms. The cops catch you doing stuff like this, or somebody reports you doing something like this. And you know, I called crisis at first to get a crisis unit over. And you know, with crisis, if it's not voluntarily, a lot of times there's not much that they can do. And the same thing with fire, unless the person is putting themselves in really, really harm's way, you know, or, you know, is going through something that's life-threatening. Fire departments sometimes, especially right now in the climate that we're in right now, won't really do anything. And the same thing with PD, you know, a lot of times if it's a distress call or something like in that, so the client's not willing to, a lot of times they won't there's nothing that they can really do. And with this client in particular, you know, he was definitely, he's reluctant to treatment, so he, you know, he's going to be reluctant to pretty much everything in a sense for resources and help. And like I said, I tried meeting with this client several times, and just for resources, and always denied the resources, always denied, you know, was just really comfortable being in the homeless status that he was in. And which, you know, sometimes when you have that, you know, you guys kind of back off a little bit and just keep trying later, which, you know, we always cycle back to and try to follow up with the client to see if maybe they changed their mind, you know. But sometimes some people just don't, if they're not in the right state of mind, you know, sometimes that's just going to be the case. And in this client's case, you know, that's what it was. And but, you know, when I was sitting there with the crisis team, and this, we were kind of down the road from the facility because we were really concerned about this client's health due to the fact that we're having 115 degree weather outside and he's nodding out right in front of the sun, and it's just nodded out in the sun. We asked the client several times to step in the shade, and, you know, and client refused. And, you know, he would just stand in the sun and just start nodding out. And it was like, it was in Arizona and Phoenix, when the temps are at, you know, 115 degrees, and, you know, the client is just nodded out and doesn't want to get out of the sun. It's almost like, to me, it's almost like a suicide attempt, because this sun can definitely kill you out here. And, you know, the crisis unit came. There wasn't much that they were able to do. They did provide us with a little bit of resources, but, you know, there just wasn't much they can do. And being that, you know, we kind of had to go with a different approach with this client, because, like I said, his UAs were 100% clean and normal. So it was, at this point, we kind of had to put a different pair of gloves on with this client. And, you know, that's when I made the decision and that we are definitely not the type of facility or treatment that this client needs. This client is needing a lot more help than what we can provide. So the client, after the crisis team tried to engage with them, you know, he walked across the street to a diner and nodded out in the middle of the sun in front of right in the middle of the parking lot. Cars had to kind of go around them, and, you know, what's in there, getting resources from the crisis team, and the fire department pulls up. So somebody saw the client and called the fire department on them. So when the fire department came up, pulled up, you know, we kind of went over there and spoke to the fire department, let them know kind of what was going on with the client. And, you know, because even they assumed that he was under the influence, and we had to kind of inform him that he's definitely not under the influence. He's having some kind of episode that is causing him to, you know, not think properly. And because the client was denying any kind of treatment from the PD, you know, he kind of ran off a little bit and was near the road and nodded out in the sun right next to a really busy street. And, you know, the fire department didn't really want to get too involved until we kind of had to keep informing them that he is not under the influence of any kind of substance, that at least that we test for, which is, you know, all the common illicit drugs that are out there. However, he could have been under some kind of influence or something that we just don't detect for. But to me, that didn't seem like the case, because this is a client that's been clean since 2019, but doesn't really brag about being sober or brag about, you know, he's just kind of been drifting through life, at least in the sense that I've been around. So it was, you know, finally the fire department made the decision to call PD, which was great on our behalf, because we could maybe get this client to get away from the street and maybe get him into some kind of facility that can give him a little bit better services to what he's going through, being that it's the temperatures are just so high. Finally PD came, and the fire department, at that point the fire department did not want to kind of let the client leave, which was kind of good, because the client was just trying to run off at that point, and we wanted to make sure that this client was going to get to somewhere that was going to be safer, get him some water, get him hydrated, get him some food, possibly a bed. And that was the overall objective that I was trying to get accomplished. And finally, when the police came, and client was still reluctant to everything, but after he was kind of hearing it from everybody, and the cop kind of provided him a couple options, the client decided to go with the cop and get out of the heat. And so the mission was accomplished. I just wanted to kind of just share that, because sometimes we think people are under the influence of things, and sometimes that's not the case. If you don't recognize that and kind of investigate it a little bit, and you just go off of judging the client to think that maybe they relapse or they're under kind of some kind of influence, sometimes you can cause more harm than good. And if I would have pushed that client out the door and just assume that he was under the influence and just let him leave and not try to seek a little bit more help for him, the client could have possibly just suffered from, he was, like I said, he was standing in the middle of the sun and was denying shade to himself. This Arizona sun can kill anything. And so, I just wanted to kind of share that with you guys, because sometimes we misjudge our clients, and sometimes we think people are under the influence, and it could be family members, it could be anybody, and sometimes there's a little more going on than you think sometimes, and sometimes you gotta kind of do a little bit more research to see what's going on. And like I said, this client was denying our UA, so it was like, okay, you know what? We're not gonna give you any kind of treatment until we get that UA. And once we got the UA, then we kind of had a better understanding of what was going on with this client. And then you can put the right hat on, the right gloves on, and go the right direction. I think in this sense, with this client, we accomplished that and went the right direction with them, because if we would have just let him walk out that door, he might not be walking back through those doors the next day, So just kind of wanted to share that with everybody. And sometimes we think people, and that's why it's important to sometimes do the research rather than make judgment. And in this case, now we know how to get him the proper help, and we're gonna get him over to a facility that can give him that treats SMI clients, because that's kind of out of our scope, and possibly get him the proper treatment that he needs and deserves. So that's just my thoughts on that, guys. Y'all can always hit me up at nastybackpackpodcast@gmail.com if you ever need any kind of resources or anything like that, or you got a story to share. Holla at your boy. It's your boy Nasty Backpack. We out.